This is Monitor, in a happy holiday mood, keeping you company at home or while traveling. I'm Ed McMahon. 3 minutes away, a report on preparations for the USO in Vietnam to help our servicemen observe Christmas. Monitor music first, and a song that's perfect while the children wait for Santa. The Baja Marimba Band and Ghost Riders in the Sky. Servicemen will be spending their Christmases far away from home. The organization that maintains a vital link between our men all over the world and the folks back home is the USO. For instance, in Vietnam, extensive plans have been made to make the holiday as home-like as possible. And Mrs. Patricia Krause, Director of Public Information, gives Monitor a preview as she talks with Sidney White, NBC News in Saigon.
Patty, how are you people going to handle Christmas this year?
We're going to do everything within our power to see that as many servicemen as possible do have a little touch of home and Christmas cheer, either through our USO facilities, 9 of which are now operating in Vietnam, or through our USO shows, which will be touring throughout Vietnam this month.
What is the broad program? What will you do? What will be presented for the boys here?
In each of our USO clubs, for example, a program of activities has been outlined for the past several months. We will have caroling, free buffet dinners, Christmas gift distribution, orphans' parties, Christmas caroling, everything that they would enjoy at home were they with their own families. Of course, they won't be with their own families, but we hope we are setting the atmosphere in our clubs to make them feel welcome and at home.
You mentioned gift. How will the gifts be gotten and distributed?
Well, during the past year, we have received so many inquiries from Americans everywhere asking what could they do for service personnel in Vietnam. From those inquiries, we developed a list, what we call a want list, items that they could send to our servicemen, and of course, we invited them to direct those gifts to the USO for distribution in Vietnam. These gifts will be distributed not only in our USO clubs, but to remote sites where perhaps the service personnel will not be able to get into a USO club on Christmas Day.
Where does the USO get its money?
The USO gets its money from the American public by means of their contributions to United Funds, Community Chests, and Federated Campaigns.
Are there any other programs the USO will be conducting during the Christmas time here?
One of the most popular programs that is now going on is our free telephone call project. Perhaps the most well-known project is the CWA, Communication Workers of America, Hi Mom Christmas Telephone Project. This is the 10th year that local CWA unions have donated calls for service personnel. This involves not only service personnel in Vietnam, but all over the world and in the United States in our USO clubs. In addition to that, we have various organizations in the states who have donated money for the purpose of providing free telephone calls home to the states. Some of those calls, by the way, are designated for hospitalized patients.
I see. Will there be parties or anything special for the troops over here at this time of year?
Every one of the clubs will have a party. In fact, Christmas Day will be the big day because once again, through the generosity of Americans everywhere, every USO in Vietnam will be providing everything Christmas Day free of charge. In other words, that will begin with breakfast, we'll go through lunch, our Christmas dinner, Christmas gifts, small items, comfort items, cigarettes, everything will be given away free. We did this last year, and of course, we're very grateful that we are able to do it again this year.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Patricia Krause, the Director of Public Information for USO Vietnam. This is Sidney White, NBC News, Saigon, reporting for Monitor.
And to all our servicemen, wherever they're stationed, Monitor sends sincere wishes for a happy holiday season and a quick, safe return home. Now, Percy Faith's chorus and orchestra, a musical description of what Christmas is. Christmas as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5. You'll find that Christmas feeling right here on the Monitor Beacon.
Say, if you've got any men on your Christmas shopping list, here's the perfect gift. A special Christmas case of Schaefer beer. There's a bright Christmas design on the outside and 24 cans of bright, rewarding Schaefer beer on the inside. So look for the special display at your store and say, Merry Christmas with Schaefer, the one beer to have and the one beer to give.
Schaefer is the one beer to have when you're having more than one.
At one point in every kid's life, the good guys wear the white hats, the bad guys wear the black hats. The world is filled with Hopalong Cassidy and Gene Autry chewing spearmint gum. And then you grow up. Gene Autry loses his teeth and everybody wears gray hats. Everybody except one. John Wayne lives on with a little less hair, with hands a little shaky, with half a lung missing, but still the guy you wanted to be with when you were six. Read about him. The Last Cowboy Saint by Richard Goldstein in New York Magazine in this Sunday's World Journal Tribune. WNBC, New York.
Here's more of Monitor at 19 minutes after the hour. I'm Ed McMahon, and we'll put Frank Sinatra, Bing Crosby, and Fred Waring's Pennsylvanias all together now to wish you the merriest.
We wish you the merriest, the merriest, the merriest, the merriest.
We wish you the merriest, the merriest. The merriest, yes, the merriest. We wish you the merriest, the merriest, the merriest. You'll cheer. We wish you the happiest, the happiest, the happiest, yes, the happiest. We wish you the happiest, the happiest, the happiest, the happiest New Year. May your tree be filled with happiness, happiness and friendliness for all. May your heart be filled with cheerfulness, happiness and cheerfulness for all. We wish you the happiest, the happiest,
the happiest,
happiest, yes, the happiest. We wish you the merriest, the merriest, the merriest. You'll cheer and the happiest. The happiest,
the happiest,
the happiest, yes, the happiest.
The happiest.
We wish you the happiest, the happiest, the happiest New Year.
May your tree be filled with happiness,
happiness and friendliness for all.
May your heart be filled with cheerfulness,
with happiness and cheerfulness and friendliness for all. The happiest, the happiest,
yes, the happiest.
We wish you the merriest, the merriest, the merriest.
Monitor Sports. Jim Ryan, 19-year-old Kansas University sophomore, is the world record holder in the 880-yard and 1-mile runs, an American record holder in the 2 miles. For these achievements, he was honored this week as Sports Illustrated Magazine's Sportsman of the Year. A report from Monitor Sports editor Len Dillon.
Jim, you ran a 351 3-mile this summer, past summer, July of 66 at Berkeley. Just how fast do you think Jim Ryan can run?
Well, I can't really say. I think I can run faster if I keep the same mental attitude, you know, open-minded, and if I keep training the same way and want to. The biggest thing is desire, I think. There's tremendous monotony in running all the time, and if I can overcome this and keep interested, I think I can run faster, but how much, I don't know.
You're the first American world record holder since Glenn Cunningham.
Yes, and I'm very pleased and very honored.
Of course, he was America's premier runner years ago.
Yes, and he happens to be another Kansan and from the University of Kansas, so we're just that much more pleased.
Jim, what's your biggest problem when you're running a mile? You mentioned, of course, the monotony of training. When you're running, actually running the mile in competition, does your mind wander?
Very little, because it goes quite fast. 4 minutes, although you do have time to think about it, you're concerned about what your opponents are going to do, or if it's a very competitive race and there are very many fine athletes in it, well, then you're concerned about what your opponent's going to do. You're trying to outguess what they're going to do, where they're going to make their final bid for the finish, or if it's a race involving time, then you're concerned about hitting your pace all the way through, and each time that you might be a little bit off, then you're concentrating on picking it up, but not going that much faster so that when you're finished, you're not exhausted.
Part of the discipline, then, would be concentration. Is this difficult to obtain?
No, this is part of it, but I think you obtain a lot of it in practice by, there's quite a bit of concentration in practice. You're thinking about what you're doing, what you want to do, and what this type of training will do for you later on.
What's that last conscious thought you have when you're at the starting line just before the gun? Do you look up and down the line and think, I've got to watch Grella, or I've got to watch this one, or just concentrate on getting away fast?
I'm asking myself, what am I doing here? And after I start, well, then I collect my thoughts, and then I know why I'm here. But before the gun goes off, you know, there's the big question in my mind, what am I doing here?
The old butterflies, still get them?
Oh, yes, I get those every day when I run. Not in practice, but I mean every meet.
Does your university, the University of Kansas, plan to allow you to run indoors this year?
Yes, they do, but I'll be running with varsity competition, and this will limit my invitational meets greatly.
Well, Jim Ryan, again, congratulations on being named Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year. Thank you ever so much, and we'll be looking forward to seeing you, I hope, in Mexico City.
Thanks, Len.
Len Dillon for Monitor Sports.
Jim Ryan, youngest athlete ever to be named Sportsman of the Year. And by the way, a reminder that NBC will air exclusive coverage of the Sugar, Rose, and Orange Bowl football games on January 2nd. The latest sports news, scores, and features throughout every weekend on Monitor. Now, listen to a very different treatment of a traditional Christmas song.
All you cheer and laugh and play, this is your great holiday. To the feasting you shall come. To the feasting you shall come with the whistle.
French Christmas song, Pat-a-Pat-a-Pan, done by the Regency Choir, conducted by John McCarthy.
Somebody had to do it. Somebody had to put fresh taste in a filter cigarette. New Chesterfield menthols did it, and we're glad. You might have known that Chesterfield, with its 50 years of tobacco experience, would be the one to do it.
Somebody had to do it. Somebody had to put fresh taste in a filter cigarette. New Chesterfield menthols did it.
Thank you.
Castellanet's conducting, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. So, a timely tip. This Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5. And another tip. You can enjoy Monitor, you know, anywhere in the nation. In central Oklahoma, folks hear us on KOCY, quality radio in Oklahoma City. Hello, Oklahoma City. A brief pause now while all our stations say hello, after which Monitor returns. Ed McMahon here.
Monitor, going places and meeting people on the NBC Radio Network. Have you entered Wetson's Christmas Show Sweepstake with your Wetson Sweepstake ticket yet? It's fun winning because winners receive reserve seat tickets to the exciting Christmas stage and screen show with the famous Rockettes at Radio City Music Hall. It's the all-time great fun show for the entire family. Wetson has reserved 500 seats, and they're giving them away for free. If you don't have a sweepstake ticket, get one for free at any Wetson's. Just write your name and address and telephone number on the back. Place it in the sweepstakes box. No purchase required. Void where prohibited by law. Winners are selected before Christmas. And before and after your Christmas shopping, treat yourself and the entire family to Wetson's U.S. Finest Hamburgers. Just 15 cents. Golden brown French fries, only 15 cents. Wetson's Thick Shakes, just 25 cents. That's at Wetson's. Lots of good food and fun for the entire family. In Glen Cove, Long Island, a Wetson's is located on Glen Street next to the Town Theater. In Brightwater, there's a Wetson's on Sunrise Highway, corner of Pine Drive. For the Wetson's nearest you, check the phone book. WNBC, New York.
Coming up, Al Capp comments on movies in Peru. Bob Newhart on stage. And conductor Arthur Fiedler offers a unique viewpoint on all kinds of music. First, Mitch Miller's gang with a seasonal sing-along. Be a Santa.
Be a Santa. Jolly Santa. Happy Santa. Give the world a Merry Christmas. Be Kris Kringle. Bell the jingle. What you bringle. Fill the world with joy. Come on and swing that twinkle.
Somebody had to do it. Somebody had to put fresh taste in a filter cigarette. New Chesterfield menthols did it, and we're glad. You might have known that Chesterfield, with its 50 years of tobacco experience, would be the one to do it.
Somebody had to do it. Somebody had to put fresh taste in a filter cigarette. New Chesterfield menthols did it.
Now to our Department of Special Comment. By Monitor's expert on nothing with opinions on everything, Al Capp. Would you believe that the subject of the moment is children's movies in Peru? Well, it is. Here's Al.
It isn't easy to take kids to the movies in Peru. Now, here in the United States, kids of any age are permitted to see movies about any subject to be found under the sun or under the covers of Freud or Kinsey. But in Peru, all movies are rigidly graded as being permissible only to kids of certain ages. For instance, kids under 12 aren't permitted into theaters showing movies, movie comedies dealing with any aspect whatever of sex, or to see westerns in which anyone shoots anyone, even in fun, or dramas in which anyone is unfaithful to anyone. As a result, kids under 12 in Peru aren't permitted to see any comedies, any dramas, or any westerns. And so, for my last three visits to Lima to see my granddaughters, they're 11, 10, and 8, we were forced to go and see The Sound of Music and The Singing Nun again and again and again. Now, the kids have nothing against nuns. They have the greatest affection for them. Actually, some of their best friends are nuns. But as movie heroines, they're apt to be a bit less red-blooded than James Bond or Modesty Blaze. Well, when I arrived again in Lima a couple of weeks ago, I asked the kids if the movie situation in town had improved, and they said, no, it was just as hopeless as ever. The only new movie in Peru they were permitted to see was the Bible, and since that was a religious movie, too, it probably turned out to be about the same as The Singing Nun or The Sound of Music. I said it just might not. And so we went. It opened with Adam and Eve in their original costumes and committing the original sin. The children's eyes popped. Then came Cain and Abel with all the blood in rich red technicolor. And then came a tour of Sodom and Gomorrah, where the action used to be. Now, that was followed by the story of Abraham and the handmaiden, as it became clear to me that the movie wasn't going to tamper with the facts. I suggested that we might go out and get an ice cream soda. Well, the kids weren't going to fall for that. They insisted on their legal rights to see every bit of that movie, which had been judged legally suitable to children of their ages, and so I blushed and squirmed through the one about the handmaiden, and I cringed through the one about the sacrifice of Isaac. When the movie was over, the kids told me they'd learned a lot, and I had too. And this is Al Capp doing a bit of child guidance counseling on NBC's Monitor.
Yeah. Always expect the unexpected from our talking cartoonist, Al Capp, who's a regular every weekend on Monitor. Jack Jones next with a song with that holiday spirit, My Favorite Things.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzels with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things that I don't feel. So bad.
Speaking of favorite things, this Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5. Stay in a merry mood with comedy by Bob Newhart next on the Monitor Beacon. Monitor once again, Ed McMahon here at 15 minutes before the hour. Now Monitor on stage, another performance recorded live by one of the top stars in entertainment. This time our star is comedian Bob Newhart, who plays the role of an old-time Hollywood director shooting a jungle movie in modern Africa. He's about to speak to the assembled natives.
Fellas, you want to gather around here for just a minute? Guys, I give you a little idea of the plot of the thing, you know, in case you need motivations for your parts, whatever. Stu Granger's plane crashes in the clearing behind the village, and he wanders around for a couple days. You see, he doesn't know where he is. Maybe he's in friendly land. Maybe he's in hostile land. He comes over the knoll back there. He sees you guys doing your fire dance, you see. Well, now, as I say, he doesn't know whether you're friendly, whether you're hostile, but he's just... What's the matter, fellas? You don't have a fire dance. How about a rain dance, guys? You have a rain dance of some kind? If it rains, it rains. that's the enlightened way of looking, I suppose. Harry, you want to come up here? Fellas, this is Harry, our choreographer. Harry, you want to take about 10 of these clowns, teach them some kind of fire dance they can do? Just a little time step they can do around the fire, Harry. That's okay, while he's working with them, going to need two more guys. All right, this fella here, and let's take this fella over here. Fellas, you've probably done this a couple hundred times. It's a trite scene, but we need it. The drums start, the drums stop. You two guys come running in. You set fire to the pile of wood in the center. You two guys run out, and then on come the dancers. Okay, guys, have you got it? Let's try to get it in one take. I think it'll kind of add a little, you know, informality to it. Okay, you ready? Camera's ready? Okay, drums start. Okay, action. Okay, drums out. You two guys, come running in. That's the way. Set fire. Fellas, hold it a minute. Hold it a minute. Not with your lighters, guys. Wait a minute. Burning torches, fellas. They won't hurt you guys, believe me. Okay, one more thing. I need the chief. Where's the chief? Chief Buana. Is that what that means? This is kind of the whole plot of the thing, you see. Despite this language barrier, you and Stu become very close friends, you see, and Stu comes down with his tropical fever, and you got to take him down to the mission hospital. So you get about halfway down the river, and you get boat overturns, and you're both thrown into the water, see. Well, you start making it for shore, see. Well, of course, Stu, in his weakened condition, he can't keep up with you. And then we cut to the alligator, see, and bang, he goes in the water, and right away he starts making for Stu right away, see. Well, now we come in for a good headshot on you. Should you go back for Stu? Should you try to make it to the shore yourself? You see, we got that moment of truth thing going for us, which plays. Where is your responsibility lie, to Stu or to your village? Well, you decide to go back for Stu, you're swimming back, and you start wrestling with the alligator, you see? And now all this time, this is giving Stu plenty of time. What's the matter, Chief? The alligator is out, isn't she? Oh, okay, Chief. All right, you make it to the shore, and you walk along this path, and along comes this line. Little small Angie. Little two-week-old baby lion. No lion. What would you like to wrestle, Chief? Okay, where are the writers? Fellas, you have that script changed? This enraged chicken attacks Stew. Closing shot. Thanks very much.
Monitor on Stage with Bob Newhart. A very busy weekend this one with shopping, the trees, visit to friends and relatives. So let's check the cross-country weather for you. Well, it looks great. Sunny, mild, tranquil weather for most of the nation today with some light showers in the northwest, the Great Lakes, and the Mississippi Valley. Tomorrow, sunny and mild again for most of the country. A bit colder in the Midwest. Rain across the south. Snow flurries from the Great Lakes to the Appalachians. In marvelous Montevideo today, 82 degrees.
Congressional hearings in Washington, D.C. on automobile safety put a huge spotlight on a topic long in need of public attention. Much criticism has been aimed at car manufacturers, but there are many responsibilities that belong to the car driver. He must maintain the equipment on his car to safe performance standards. Wiper blade rubber, no matter how good, goes dead from sun, wind, and oily road film. Dead blades can't stop streaking your windshield in sloppy weather. That's why you need ANCO refills with fresh live cushionite rubber, developed by ANCO's own now-famous rubber research department, founded in 1935. For safety, get ANCO refills whenever you detect streaking that won't stop quickly. ANCO refills give you top visibility again. The service station where you see the big, bright yellow ANCO service cabinet has just the right pair of blades or refills to slip on for you in mere seconds. It's a good place to buy gas, too.
It's the perfect time of year for walking happy. So let's stroll with Peggy Lee.
There's the kind of walk you walk when the world's undone you. There's the kind of walk you walk when you're walking proud. There's a kind of walk you walk when the neighbors shun you. There's a kind of walk you walk sets you above the crowd. There's a kind of walk you walk when somebody loves you. That's very much like walking on a cloud. Good fortune found you, Chappie, and your life's a happy Valentine. When you're walking happy, don't the bloomin' world seem fine? There's a kind of walk you walk when you feel like growing. There's a kind of walk you walk when you're on your way. There's a kind of walk you walk when your pride is showing. There's a kind of walk you walk when today's your day.
For the past 36 years, the internationally famous Boston Pops Orchestra has been conducted by the equally famous Arthur Fiedler. Fiedler's a man who has skillfully mixed boogie-woogie with Bach to the delight of both popular and classical music fans. A much-traveled conductor, his views on all kinds of music are frank and refreshing. He shared a few of them during a recent stop in Chicago, where he spoke with Monitor reporter Jack Eigen.
Arthur, how do you go about selecting the tunes that you want to record or you want to play? Because you are very selective. You will not play any pop tune. I'm sure I heard a recording that you made, something written or made famous by the Beatles. You have something of theirs, too, have you not?
Yes, I have. I did the... I was the first symphony orchestra to do any of the Beatles tunes. It has been copied since then. And it was I Want to Hold Your Hand. And it all came about because I was in Liverpool conducting the Royal Philharmonic, which is a very staid and respectable organization. And just at that time, the Beatles had gone to the United States, and I read in the papers of the tremendous furor they had achieved here, and interest and excitement. So being right in their home territory, the evenings that I was free when I wasn't busy conducting, I went to these various joints, as you might say, the Tavern and other places similar to that, because there are about, in Greater Liverpool, there must be about 200 groups similar to the Beatles, some of them very good, too. And I enjoyed listening to this type of music, and I got into the act and danced a little bit myself, and while I was doing so, I thought to myself, it might be fun to take one of these tunes and have it arranged for symphony orchestra. Nobody had done this. And so I chose I Want to Hold Your Hand, and in Fear and Trembling, when I got back in the spring to Boston, I put it on as an encore, thinking that people would perhaps throw things at me for doing so. And to my great amazement and joy, people enjoyed it very much, and we had to play it almost every night by request, and it was finally recorded by RCA, and it became one of the best-selling records. And subsequently, I did two other tunes of theirs, one is which I think is very beautiful, And I Love Her, another one, The Hard Day's Night.
Arthur Fiedler, we hear such things as this is bad music or this is good music. Is there such a thing as bad music? I always thought it could be bad lyrics, but if it's music, it is somebody's cup of tea. Is there such a thing as bad music?
I think there is such a thing as bad music, and I think there is bad music in all categories of music, and I think there's good music in all categories of music. You know, people can be very stuffy about music, and there's a great deal of snobism, and many people think because the thing is called a symphony, it must be great music, and there's some terribly boring symphonies. And I think it was the great composer Rossini, the opera composer, who hit the nail right on the head, and he said, all music is good except the boring kind.
Except the boring. You've been around this world, Arthur, for a long time, and I hope the good Lord sees fit to keep you around here for many more years for those who don't know. And this is not a secret because it has been printed, but Arthur Fiedler is about 72 years old, I would say. Am I close to it?
I'll be 72 on Beethoven's birthday.
If you're going to be 72, be 72 on Beethoven's birthday, I say. That's one of them. When is Beethoven's birthday?
Well, there's some doubt about it. He was born between the 16th and 17th of December. I was officially born on the 17th of December. And he was born, I think, on the 17th also. At least I like to claim that he has.
And this is Jack Eigen, NBC Chicago, for Monitor.
Well, all of us here on Monitor certainly extend happy birthday wishes today to one of America's leading names in popular and classical music, Arthur Fiedler. Accent on the popular and seasonal right here as Mr. Fiedler conducts the Boston Pops through Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Another brief reminder, this Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5. NBC Monitor News on the Hour. Next, this is Ed McMahon.
Broadway has a wondrous new hit. The big new musical comedy with the catchy score and the glorious dancing that opened at the Mark Hellinger Theater Thursday night called A Joyful Noise. A Joyful Noise brings John Raitt back to the main stem, in a role that's a worthy successor to such other John Raitt smashers as Carousel and The Pajama Game. Walter Kerr of the New York Times said John Raitt has the biggest, most persuasive singing voice on the musical stage. Glover of the Associated Press
called it a dandy delight. And John Chapman of the Daily News exclaimed, "There's indeed a joyful noise at the Mark Hellinger Theater. A joyful noise. Lusty, fast-paced, tuneful, funny, big, beautiful, and in every way a hit." The original cast album is on Liberty Records. Although he's well-polished, Sterling Yates loves to play games on Fortune Phone. Join him weekdays at 10 a.m. and at 4 p.m. WNBC, New York.